Like I said, I don't intend to keep you very long this morning, but I want to, I have in the past, I've read through this, the story of Christ's birth and what I believe to be the order that it follows out of the books of Matthew and Luke. And again, this morning, I would like to do that same thing. So if you're trying to follow along with me, I'll be flipping back and forth from Luke and Matthew this morning in the first couple of chapters of both those books. I'm going to start my reading this morning in the first chapter of the book of Luke. I'll just start reading in the fifth verse. It says, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while they executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house, and after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my approach among men. And in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, a spouse to a man whose name was Joseph, and of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast her in her mind what manner of salutation this must be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto him, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, my cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth had heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of my salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told of her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall be called blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength in his arms. He hath scattered the proud in their imaginations of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her house. Now I'm going to turn over into the book of Matthew, if you will. The book of Matthew, first chapter. Now the birth of, first chapter, 18th verse, it says, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from a sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And he knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and she called his name Jesus. And now I'm going to turn over and look into Luke, starting in the sixth verse. Or we can just read there to starting at 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius, the governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into a city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And then we're going to turn back over to Matthew. And we'll look here. It says, make sure I got this right. I think we need to read on there. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were the same in the country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even to Bethlehem to see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known all abroad, saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said, the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rise again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of great age, and she lived with a husband 7 years from virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers day and night. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all the things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And then we'll turn back over to the second chapter of the book of Matthew. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there was wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, that when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, a star, the star which they had saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother to flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and all in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, "In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Arise and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead, which sought the young child's life.' And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, the room of his father Herod, He was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Now that's reading through, I know it's a lengthy reading, but that's reading through what I believe is the order that it was of the birth. Next time you actually find anything about him was about Christ, he was about 12 years old, it says. There was very, very little that was said about Christ just from his birth to 12 years old. And the next thing you read about is Christ when he started his ministry, when he started his earthly ministry. We have all this information. There's a lot of things that could be said this morning, but my main thing is that I wanted to read this story of Christ. There's very few times that we come to church on Sunday morning on literally the day that is set aside for the birth of Christ. And that is today. We call that December the 25th, which is not actually December the 25th, but that's the day and the time that this world is set aside for the birth of Christ and remembrance of that. And we're actually blessed with the opportunity to be able to be in church on Sunday morning, this morning, for that. I think it's a special occasion. I know it's the first time since I've ever been preaching that I've ever had that opportunity. I know it comes around once every 7 years, but you know, it's the first time I've had this opportunity. And I think it's a blessed thing that we have been able to gather here this morning for remembrance of the birth of Jesus. In this reading here, I mean, there's so many things that, like I said, there's so many things that can be said that it wasn't my point this morning to go into a lot of detail. I just wanted to read this. That's what the Lord gave me this morning. You know, and I'm thankful this morning for His birth. Amen. I'm thankful for His birth. I truly am. You know, there was a few more verses that just kept coming to my mind. You know, over in the sixth chapter of the book of Matthew, it says in the 19th verse, it says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." I just think it's, you know, this is the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Whether it's actually truly the day or not, nobody knows the exact day. I believe we can look and we can find that it was probably late September, early October actually, but we don't know the exact day, but this is the day that we set aside, and I think it's just it's a blessing this day that we remember. For where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. That our heart be this morning where it needs to be, on Jesus, known birth, on His birth. And that's a treasure that those of us that are here that have been saved by God's grace, that have Christ in our heart, that's the greatest gift we'll ever get. That's it. The greatest gift that was ever given to this world, and when it bring it down personal to us specifically, Jesus Christ. I'm thankful this morning. I love every one of y'all this morning. I appreciate every one of you. And I'm just thank Jesus this morning. God bless you. That's all I have today. That's all I have. Just remember Jesus. Jesus is truly the reason for the season. You know, I saw a bumper sticker on a car this week. And I'm all the time. I'm bad about that. I read all them. I look at all them. And I'm driving. I drive around all day long, and I see this stuff all day long. What was it? It said, "If Mary had been pro-choice, there may not have been a Christmas." You know, you get to thinking about these things. Very good point. Very good point. Is anybody got anything on their hearts or minds?
I'm glad we have the beginning of Jesus' birth. That's the beginning.
Amen. I'm glad I know Jesus. I'm glad I know Him. I'm glad it's not just a story to me. It's not just a story. I'm glad I know Him this morning. Anything else on anyone's heart this morning?
We're going to have service tonight.
Not to my knowledge, we're not, no. No, there'll be no services tonight, my understanding, and everybody may have been expecting a great, fantastic, some kind of sermon today or something. But it was.
It was.
It was. You know? Jesus. There is no greater sermon. No other name given under heaven whereby a man shall be saved than Jesus Christ. Glory to God in highest. All hearts and minds free. All standing will be dismissed. Brother Jimmy, you want to dismiss us?
Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for the blessings you wanted to us. Father, we expect for this day. Thank you for the grace given of all the gift of salvation. That you go with us in all our separate ways. Watch over us. Protect us.
Merry Christmas to everybody.